Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Hey everyone, it's Carly. Daytime After Dog, welcome everyone. Tonight's show is exciting. It's a show that I wanted to do for a long, long time. The guests on here tonight are Bill Hayes and Susan C. Firth Hayes. They played Doug and Zuli on Days of Our Life, and I want to make some introductions, and then I will bring them on. Bill and Susan have two books out right now. They are Like Sand Through the Hourglass, and These Are the Days of Our Life. No, I'm making the last part up. But, you know, it's about their time on Days of Our Life. And then they just did this awesome book called Trumpet. It's really good. I read it. I recommend it. It's about this girl in the 1903s, and it's based in England, and it's really good. I mean, the loss that this one character faces is so good. I really love them. I really enjoyed reading it. So let me bring them on. You know them as one of the greatest covers of all times in daytime. I really believe that they were the first couple, I could be wrong, that started this whole dating and the marriage thing, because it's a trend now, and I think they've started the trend. So please welcome Bill and Susan Hayes.
And here we are.
I am so excited to talk to both of you. I have been watching Days for, 20 years. I read the book.
Thank you, Carly. This is Susan speaking. I appreciate your researching us to read the book.
Thank you, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, the book was so good. I mean, both books were really good. But I felt like Trumpet was so good. And what came up with the idea of doing this book?
Okay, in 2005, we released our double memoir, Like Sands Through the Hourglass. And we had worked on that with a specific date of publication and an editor hovering over us through emails from New York. And we finished on time on the very date when the manuscript was supposed to be in. It was completed. And she was astonished because most writers never make their deadline. And she said, wow, that's really something. And we said, well, we're in show business. You have to show up to do the show on a certain time or you get fired. We had no idea that the majority of writers don't finish on a deadline. In any event, she was very pleased with our work as writers. And she said, you have been actors all your lives, but what you should have been doing is writing. What would you like to do next? Some fiction? And we said, well, okay. She said, what kind of fiction do you like? Historical fiction. Write about something you know, so it should be about actors. Okay, we'd love to do a book about actors. And then she asked what was our favorite period in history, and it's the Regency. It's the era of Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice,
mm-hmm.
Sense and Sensibility. But we wanted to write, of course, about a different level of society than Jane Austen's world. And so we plunged in. And Billy, jump in here anytime.
Okay, we started with four elements to write trumpet, and the first was that it was going to be the Regency period. So we started in 1803 and went from there. The Regency period actually is from 1811 to 1820, but that's the period that we wanted to write about. And theater was our second element. Female protagonist was our third element. And where did we start? London. That was our fourth element. So that's what we started with, and then we did a lot of research. We researched for a couple of years before we started writing the actual fiction.
And we began by going to England, of course, to going to the theaters where our characters actually lived their lives, picking streets in London where they would have lived, visiting the places outside of London, the other towns. And then when our character went to Egypt, we went to Egypt. We'd been to Egypt before, and we went to Egypt again and visited the sites, since it was, as you know, the wars with France. We wound up going to the battlefield of Waterloo in Belgium to have a look at that and to get a feel of what that battle must have been like. So I'd say we were pretty thorough.
And what a pleasure it was to do all that research. I mean, not only reading about it, but actually going to those places. What a wonderful thing it was for us.
And then we just began to write and write and write and write. And I have one hint for anybody who ever wants to write a novel. Sit down and write it, and don't get a crazy idea that if I waited for the muse to tell me what to do, I would be more enlightened, that I would write better if I didn't just face that frightening blank page, but waited to be inspired. And I think that's why it took 7 years. Your inspiration will come once you start working, but I didn't. But I kept putting it off, so it took longer than it should have.
Well, maybe too. I mean, cause you guys, I think I was so busy, and maybe it was supposed to take 7 years. Maybe, you know, you
maybe
guys.
Maybe it was. By the time we got to the end, we sat together side by side in front of the computer and did the last edit shoulder to shoulder, reading every word aloud, which I also would recommend to anybody who is writing an important letter or trying to apply for a job or anything, that you read what you're writing aloud, because hearing it will tell you what's superfluous, what's important, what's redundant, what's terrific. And that was a great experience. And how long did that take, Billy, the last edit? About 4 months?
That sounds right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're very proud of it, and I'm very grateful that you've read Trumpet. It's available as an e-book as well as a paper book, too.
Yeah, and it's available on your guys' website, too.
Yeah, and also Amazon.com. And also Decadent Publishing. Decadent Publishing are the publishers, and they're an ebook publishing house.
Okay, cool. Because I think, you know, the book was so good that I really think you guys could make it into a sequel. Oh, something. I mean, you guys did such a good job of it. I don't know why you don't guys write another book.
Okay, you've talked us into it.
Okay, cool. No, I just thought, you know, you guys did a wonderful job, and, you know, yeah, it took 7 years, but it paid off. And
well, Bill has been doing other research and has actually started setting down some scenes, and we're working on an outline for a sequel, and we also have a title for that. So we agree with you. We probably should get to work as soon as possible on a sequel.
Well, and since I want you to write another book, I want you guys back on dates. You guys are my couple. I love it when Doug and Zuli pop into town, or, you know. But
well,
Susan,
thank you. We'll be on at Christmas time.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I must tell you that we already taped those shows in August.
Wow.
The show taped so far ahead now. That happened in August. And I am going to be in the show quite a bit in January and February. And I just got a script today that'll be on the air the 11th of April.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So,
November.
Yeah.
December, January, February, March, April. That's 5 months
away. That's 5 months away. So
well,
I'll be there.
Susan, I have a new nickname for you, and I just want to call you Handcuff Lady because those scenes at the book club were hilarious. I'm sorry, but I was having a crappy day, and I put on – and I felt so better, and seeing all of you guys with the donuts and all of that, and you with the handcuffs. And
yes,
like,
it was a fun day to do. It was a fun to tape it. All the girls had a good time, and we have gotten so much response from that story.
We just had a day of days at Universal City. And many of the people who came through the line remarked about that particular scene, that particular day.
Yeah, it really sticks in people's minds. Yes, have you heard of the Day of Days? You're familiar with it? Once a year at Universal Studios on the Universal City Walk, all the cast of Days of Our Lives assembles to sign autographs and to meet with the fans and to do a little press. And we just did ours Saturday before last, and it was a great success. And people come from all over the world to to say hello, as well as all over the United States. And it's a free event, and we enjoy it. The cast enjoys it a lot. It's tiring because we start at 8:30 in the morning, and we don't finish until 5:30 at night, which is an average work day. But it's a big day if you're meeting a couple of thousand people, you know.
Yeah, it was last Saturday, the 9th.
Yes, it was the 9th.
The 48th birthday of Days of Our Lives.
Wow.
And they had a birthday cake, of course.
Well, you need one, but because when you were taping those scenes and when you got the handcuffs out, I'm like, okay, if there's something we don't know about Doug and Lily's marriage now, I mean, why would she have hand, you know? And it just made me laugh, but I'm like, okay, I got to do more research into it. And I tried. Couldn't find any more research about, you know, it. But I'm saying Lily needs to be in more because you have that comedic timing with everyone. You also... Oh, so good when, you know, Hope needs you because Hope needs you back because, you know, we don't know where Bo is. You know, we don't know even if Bo's coming back ever. So Zuli and Doug need to come there for her parents.
You are
you
correct.
Know?
Absolutely correct.
We couldn't agree with you more. I would like, someone asked me from the press, what would you like to have for Christmas? What would Zuli and Doug like to have for Christmas? And I said, a key to the front door of Horton House. I would like to be living there now. I would like to be in Salem all the time. I agree that our character of parents to Hope is very important. Hope is still an important heroine on the show, and she's kind of been drifting without a soulmate with Bo out of town. So... in the meantime, I'd like her to have some scenes with her stepmother and her father.
And actually, her stepmother and her half-sister.
And her half-sister.
That's right.
Well, the show's been on for 48 years, and the character of Zuli was in the very first episode. Zuli is a granddaughter of Tom and Alice Horton, and the Horton family was the the core family for many, 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 many years. And I came on the show in 1968 playing Julie when she was still kind of a troubled teen, just getting over being a teenager. So I have seen her character change and grow, and now, of course, she's a grandmother, and turning into kind of a busybody character in some of the shows that are coming up. But Doug has continued to be a romantic, wonderful guy, and I think he's everybody's idea of a great father. How many children do you actually have, Bill? Why don't you talk about your family a bit?
Yeah.
Yes, all right. I was blessed with 5 children. I'm blessed with 12 grandchildren.
And how many great-grandchildren, Bill?
Wow.
And 19.5 great-grandchildren.
Any minute now, there's going to be a number 20. And,
oh,
of course, our children and our grandchildren are all over the United States. A couple of our grandsons-in-law are ministers, and we have one doctor of theology. Bill's eldest son is a doctor of theology, and Bill has earned his doctorate in education, which he got when he was over 65.
73, I got
it. Wow.
When not in 1973, but when he was 73.
Wow.
So he's really a man of parts. He's more than just a romantic singer. He's everything.
But he sings so well. I mean, when you did Danny Boy on the show when Tom died, I was in tears. I'm like, okay, you have this awesome voice, and they don't use you enough. All they ever use your voice is when someone died over Christmas. And
yes,
I think,
that's
okay,
true.
It's time to give Doug.
We can give you a reason why if you want to listen.
And Carly,
yeah.
The reason we used to love doing all the music for so many years, through the 70s and into the 80s, especially at Doug's place, we did a lot of music. We had a lot of good singers on the show. Robert Clary and Patti Weaver and Gloria Loring. We had a lot of really terrific singers, and at that time you could get the permission to do a song for like $300. That's it could cost something, but at least that was feasible. Now for the same song, it might be $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And so
the copyright law changed.
The
wow.
show does not have that much money to spend. So we're forced to do a song once in a great while.
Very rarely for a very special occasion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad because the music in the 80s was great. You know, some of the greatest song, love song, came from Days of Our Life, like Friends and Lovers and all that. And
oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah, and I just think it's sad that, you know, they don't have, like, a lot of even musical flashbacks with music anymore playing with...
Well, the reason is expense. You know,
yeah.
Days of Our Lives, like everything else in America, you're expected to do it faster and cheaper, and twice as much for the same salary. We used to work a day for a day. You'd see a show on the air, and we would spend an entire day creating that show. And you, when I first started on the show, you began rehearsing the day before, but that's when the show was a half hour. And now they have discovered that the best way to save money is not to come into the studio at all. So instead of working 52 weeks or even 50 weeks a year, they now are on vacation 16 weeks a year, which means instead of doing one show one day, 5 shows in 5 days, we're now doing 8 shows in 5 days. And those shows do not have shorter scripts. It's the same amount of show that gets produced, but that means that you have to move very, very fast. Hardly any rehearsal time, really no extra rehearsal time, and everyone is expected to know what they're doing and know their lines, and there just isn't time for discussion or exploration. But under those circumstances, I think the show is pretty good still, or we wouldn't be on the air.
Well, I think we're very fortunate to have really terrific actors on the show.
And dedicated to making it as good as it possibly can be.
Right.
And that goes from the producers to the actors to the people who are publicizing the show. Are you aware that there is a new Days of Our Lives book out?
Yes, I am.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
I think it's the most beautiful Days of Our Lives book we've ever had.
Yeah, I do too.
The photography is great, and it's called Days of Our Lives, Better Living. And they made a great effort to get to know the secret life of all the actors. How do they keep going? How do they live their lives? And that's kind of the how to do it is sort of the theme of the book. And I learned a lot about the cast from reading the book. We had filled out questionnaires, too, and we were the first group of people to be photographed. And it was a very fun day. They came to our house at breakfast time and shot us eating and having breakfast and gardening and Billy tap dancing. And then we went to church with a photographer. It was a great day. So I'm glad you've seen it. Did we lose our connection? Maybe so.
Hello, hello.
I'm going to hang up now.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, I'm having a problem with the switchboard. Hopefully they will be back. Oh my gosh, please. Oh God. Okay, I don't feel well right now. I'm waiting for them to come back. Let's see, are they back yet? Oh no. Okay, you guys, I'm waiting for them to call back in. Okay, hold on, everyone. I'm not going to cry. I'm going to... talk. Yeah, I'm going to talk. Okay. Hi, you guys. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. The Swiss boat gets crazy sometimes.
Well, just a second. I'll tell Susan.
I'm on.
Okay, we're connected again.
Okay, I am so sorry. The Swiss boat does that sometimes. We don't
that's
know
all
why.
Right. That's okay. Let's continue.
Okay, I was saying about the, you know, new, when you have an old regime, new regime in, I think whoever comes in forgets the heart of the show for a while and forgets, you know, that the Houghtons were the whole family, and, you know, I think sometimes that's really sad because, we don't have Addison Tom anymore, and I think you guys will feel the bill on the Addison Tom aspect of the show because you guys are a legacy, and I think you guys could be the next Addison Tom.
I would like to think so. I think that would be very nice, Carly, and I hope you'll write to the producers and suggest it, or better yet, tweet.
Right.
They do pay attention to what happens on the website.
And
the social media. That's more important than writing a letter anymore, is contacting them through social media and saying, yes, we would like to see more of. They do pay attention to that. And our producer now has been a head writer of the show in the past and has been connected to the show many times over the last 40 years. He also produced the show that just went off the
Passions.
Air, Passions, which so many of our new cast come from Passions. So he knows a lot about soap, and he knows a lot about the past. And it's a matter of wanting to find new audience, you know. Everybody wants to have a younger audience. So tell me who you like that's on the show now that you're really enjoying.
Well, I mean, I like the whole Wheel and Sunny and
Story, yeah.
Yeah, and Lucas, well, whenever Lucas is on, but I really like the whole Easy Sammy thing. The whole Kristen thing came out this week, and that was, all I got to say is the Demers need to go away from Salem forever.
Well, they're not going to.
You know, no, after what she did to Erica, I don't know if you guys know what's going on or if you're watching the show, but the show is the best it's been in years, and it's this week, last week, the week before, has been gluing the audience, and, you know, poor Victor is back in the doghouse with Maggie, so don't be surprised that Maggie ends up back in Houghton's place too for a while because Victor was bad. I understand what he did, but this is a soap that everyone can relate to.
I'm really happy to hear that because we're trying very hard, and this is a time of the year where we want to get a lot of excitement from the fans and a lot of feedback, and that means the world and all to everybody. So it's great to hear that.
I really missed you on Young and the Restless, too.
Oh,
I love it when you come in and play Lauren's mom. By the way, Lauren needs a mom more than ever right now. I will be treating...
I can tell you a story about doing the Young and the Restless.
Okay.
My mother was a writer on the Young and the Restless for many, many years. My mother was also the head writer of Days of Our Lives for a year. But she was trained by Bill Bell, the creator of The Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful. And when I got fired off of Days of Our Lives, Bill Bell picked me up and wrote that character to be Lauren's mom on The Young and the Restless. And I had a wonderful run on it many years ago, like 19 years ago. And then the character was rested and sent away, and I came in a couple of times. And a few years ago, I got a call after we had planned for me to have a birthday in Germany. We had planned a big trip to Europe, and I wanted to spend my birthday in Dresden. I wanted to see the museums there, and I wanted to be there, and then to go to Berlin. And our agent had moved to Berlin, so we had a very good friend there. And we were very excited about the trip. And just as we're about to leave town, I got a call from The Young and the Restless saying, we're going to be using you in July. Oh, and what date in July? Well, of course, that was right in the middle of the time we were supposed to be in Berlin. I said, can you move it forward or back a couple of weeks? No. Well, what if I can't do it? We'll recast. Well, I couldn't stand that. So we went off to Germany, and when we got into Berlin in the hotel room, there was an email of all my lines, and they arrived the day before. I caught a plane back to Los Angeles. I studied my lines on the plane and the night before, and there were two. We did two shows in one day, and it was a trial scene. And Jeannie Cooper was still alive, and I got to see her, and a lot of the people that I had loved on the show were there that day. And Susan Flannery came in to say hello that day also. And I got to the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning. I finished at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I came home and washed some underwear, which I had brought home from the trip, just washed it and put it in the dryer. Got a telephone call from NBC, can you do some promos for Days of Our Lives? I said, well, yes, but I'm leaving at 5 o'clock this afternoon to go back to Germany. And I said, that's okay, we can do them right now. They're audio. So I went over to the studio and did some promos for Days of Our Lives and the book that was coming out that year. Got on the plane at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, went back through Frankfurt, back to Berlin, got off the airplane, walked out, and there was my husband and my agent waiting for me at the gate. It was a crazy time. It was a crazy week, and I missed seeing a lot of Berlin because of that, but I still got to stay on The Young and the Restless.
Well,
so I was very grateful.
No, thank goodness, because, you know, I mean, when you were on it, I enjoyed it. You and Lohan have this really good mother-daughter chemistry, and, you know, I just think YNL should use you a little more, especially with her storyline right now. And I'm like, come on, give Susan a call. Susan needs to be back there. She's not on dates. See, I'm trying to get you guys employed more on soaps.
Because well, we appreciate
Because I don't think you guys are used enough, and I will say this, and, you know, my grandmother got me into this. Got me into dates. I have her to, like, blame or thank or whatever. And, you know, she complains to me. She's like, we are Doug and Zilly. I'm like, they are on another trip. Are they ever coming back? Yeah, they will be back around the holidays. And she goes, we need to see them more than the holidays. I'm like, okay, Grandma, go to L.A. and tell the people that, because they are not listening to anyone. But and Doug, Bill, you did my one of my favorite movies, Bill. You were the sequel to Same Time Next Year, but Same Time Another Year. I didn't know there was a sequel to my favorite movie. I love Same Time Next Year.
And the play was the sequel was very well written also. It just went on the same two characters and the same format where they showed every 5 years what happened to the characters. It was really well written.
Yeah,
well,
same time next year is a play that Bill and I did many times in the 1980s and 1990s. We also did love letters a lot all over the country and always enjoy doing that. But
I
enjoy doing Same Time Another Year as well.
Yeah, when I saw that, I'm like, dang, that's cool. I mean, because, you know, I don't know why that happened to be my favorite movie of all time, but I can watch it, you know, about 30 or 40 times a year, never get sick of this movie. you think this with two characters, you would get sick, but this, you know, and when I saw that, I'm like, that is really cool. And, you know, you guys done so much together but separate. Was it easy or hard when you guys first started on dates? When you guys were falling for each other, were you guys scared? What if this don't work out and we are working together for the rest of our lives?
Carly, a lot of people ask us that, and it's a strange, it's a strange thing because apparently people who marry and spend the rest of their lives together, apparently for most people it's too much to work together also. However, Susan and I started out working together. We were working buddies. We were first, Doug and Julie were just friends, but then after we did a few scenes together, then they put us together a lot. So we worked together very closely for a long time. And then we got married. We started working together in 1970, and we married, Susan and I, in 1974. And they finally married Doug and Julie in 1976. It was just the normal thing for us to work together. It always has been. Now, not only that, Susan is an incredible actress. I love working with her. She is not a humdrum actress. She is she emits sparks when she does a scene. I love that. I never know exactly what's going to come from her. She listens to what I say very carefully and responds to that. It's very real, and it's very close to my heart. So I have never had a problem living with and being married to and working with Susan Seaforth. Never.
I will tell you that the first soap opera I was on, which was General Hospital,
yep,
I met two young people who had been playing boy and girlfriend on the show and had embraced that in their real life. They had started dating, and it hadn't gone too well. And it had ended badly, but they were still stuck with playing lovers on the show. And it was a great lesson to me. The lesson that I learned then was, don't ever do that. You do not date somebody that you're working with on a show that's open-ended. You know, most theatrical hires, there's a closing date. You know when it's going to end. But on a soap opera, you never know when it's going to end. They'll tell you, well, this show is going to be on for a year maybe, but your character only is in for 6 weeks, or you only have four shows. And then maybe they like you and they enlarge your part, or they don't like you and they fire you. Either way, it's uncertain. The future is always uncertain. And it is very risky to fall in love or to have an affair or to become emotionally involved in a negative way with somebody that you're working with. It's much safer to keep your distance. But when I saw Bill Hayes, I could not keep my distance. I fell in love right away, very hard, and I spent 4 years getting him to fall in love with me. I worked it. I didn't give him a chance.
Bill,
give him a chance, and I'm still very grateful.
Why did it take you so long? I mean, come on, Susan. I mean, God, Susan's always been beautiful, and she's one of the most beautiful actresses in daytime. And why do it take you 4 years? Because you sort of just fell in love with her, like, the moment you saw her, and then it would not have taken than 4 years to, you know, be with the man she wanted to be with.
That is a very good question, and I will try to explain to you why it took me so long. I started on the show in February 1970. In 1969, after being married for 22 and a half years, I was divorced. I was very disappointed and very angry about the divorce. I had still, you know, I had five children, and three of them were still at home. I needed to be home every day. I was not in any way looking for a relationship for a long time. It took me a long time to come out of that tunnel. It was a long, dark tunnel, and your question is very real and very important. I could not, until 1974, I could not actually say to Susan, I love you and I want to be with you. We dated a lot. We spent time together, but I was just not in a condition to do that. I hope you can understand that.
But when his youngest daughter graduated from high school, he began to think that maybe he had custody of his children. Maybe he could make time for himself, and I was still waiting. I was still poised on the brink every week. And that's when it happened for us.
Also that year, my parents celebrated 50 years of marriage, which was a very meaningful thing. It was an affirmation of a relationship that could last. And that had a lot to do with the way I was thinking in 1974.
And it was a great delight for me to meet his parents, to know them, to know the whole family. It was a great Middle Western, classical, kind of square, kind of moral and straight and loving and funny and extremely musical. The whole family was musical. The whole family loved Bill's career, supported him, worshipped him just like I was beginning to. And that happy equation was something that I wanted to have in my life for the rest of my life. I couldn't imagine anything more wonderful than to be part of a big family, because I'd been raised as a single child by a single parent, and I embraced it very enthusiastically. And yes, that 50th anniversary was a milestone for everybody in the family, especially for Bill and Susan.
I think that is great. And, you know, I met you guys a lot of years ago, actually, when you were doing the opening of the retirement home in Hillsboro, Oregon. My grandparents...
Oh, yes. Lived. Is that your home?
Oh, well, no. My grandparents, it was their house, and they sold it. They had it... Well, my grandma sold it, and they added more of the retirement things on their property. And, you know, I think that was really nice of you guys to go. I just think it's a really nice nursing home. I mean, you think of nursing homes as bad for older people, but that one is like the best one I've ever been to.
Oh, and I'm so happy to hear that. You know, my father built that place.
Yeah.
My father built it.
Wow.
His company, and he and my brothers, that family company, put it all together. So I'm really glad that you're still giving it a good review all these years later. That's great.
I mean, my grandma moved up here now because, you know, she's 86, and she couldn't really, you know, her property was so big, and my parents didn't want to drive there every weekend. But, you know, she had some friends who lived there at the retirement home, and they were happy and everything. And I just thought, you know, for your family to do that, that was good, because, you know, that was a good thing to, you know, be done. I mean,
yes. Of course.
And we were very happy to have been invited by Susan's family to come participate in the opening.
Yeah.
It really was a beautiful place, and I'm glad to see it's still doing the same thing.
Still doing well.
Yeah, it is. And do you guys want to take calls really quick? Oh, do you have time?
Yep.
Or?
Yes, we have. Okay. We have about 10 more minutes. We could do that.
Okay, 901, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Hi, guys. My name's Celia. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. I was just going to say that I am a second-generation Days of Our Lives fan. I grew up with my mom with it, and I love Bill and Julie.
Thank you.
And my question is, what has been your favorite storyline over the years? Because it's so wide.
The favorite storyline of me is the first story that Doug and Julie had. It was so exciting how they got together, how they were almost almost going to elope together and then couldn't and finally got together after a while. It was just always so excitingly written that I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, the first 4 years were a lot of obstacles and a lot of heartache, and I think all of that, plus we were falling in love with each other at the same time, and I think the audience could see it, and that we were all living it together, so it was a very exciting time. Now Doug and Julie are well established as a married couple, but a couple of times we have been separated, divorced more than once on the show, and I think I kind of enjoyed it when Bill was fighting to get rid of a wife that had gotten her claws into him. Brenda Benet was the actress that played Lee, his wife, not the Polynesian princess that he'd been married to, but the scheming Southern gal that had gotten her hooks into him and wouldn't let him go. And when Doug remarried Julie and told Lee to take a walk, I really loved that particular storyline because I had lost him and I got him back. So I enjoyed that.
That was on the second wedding day.
Yeah, that was the second wedding day. And I have enjoyed the times that Doug and Julie have been detectives, which is a long time ago now, but we had a lot of fun running around and trying to put things together and solve mysteries, and that was all kind of funny, and that was great.
I always enjoy the Horton Christmas tree that they do every year. You know,
yeah, me too.
The whole family together to put the ornament on the tree. It brings the core family together. You know, I love my Hortons.
That is so traditional and so much a part of the show now. There are actually people who are putting names on their own Christmas ornaments and doing the same thing in their homes.
Yeah, a friend of mine, every year, that's what we used to do at her house, you know, and I was part of it because I was a big part of the family. But it was so funny because the first time they asked me to do it, I started laughing. And they're like, why are you laughing? And I'm like, because it reminds me of Dave. And she's like, oh, my God, that's where I got the idea from.
Well, do you have ornaments on the tree that say Doug and Julie?
No.
Oh, well, why not?
But I do it for my son. My son's 6, and I actually have to go and get him an ornament. My sister actually started it when he was born. So every year he gets to pick out one ornament for the tree.
That's great.
So for our Christmas tree, so now that he's old enough, he gets to pick it out on his own. So soon we'll have to go and get an ornament for the tree. So
that's wonderful.
We're not talking about Christmas. That's too far away. Let's get through Thanksgiving.
Well, this Thanksgiving we are going up to San Francisco to be with our daughter and grandson and great grandchildren. So we're going to have
awesome.
A real family Thanksgiving. And I don't think I'm going to have to cook.
That's always the best part.
Yeah.
my mom gave up cooking like 5 years ago. She's like, you know what? We're going to go out to eat. Thanksgiving.
Well, I cook every night. I cook breakfast and dinner every night, so I haven't given up cooking. But
I'm the dinner. I always tell people if I don't cook dinner, my family will starve. So So
I'm glad you take your responsibilities seriously.
I do. I try. It's crazy sometimes, and but I just, you know, I enjoyed, you know, Hope and Beau's one of my favorite couples.
Sure.
Me too.
Bill and Julie. And I agree with Carly. Hope needs her mommy
yeah.
and her daddy. And I always enjoyed the Bill-Hope scenes because you can see what a great father Bill is through, you know.
Well, Christian is a real daddy's girl, and she loves
mm-hmm.
her dad, and she loves my husband like a dad.
Yes.
They are very close, and they really respect and adore each other. So,
and you can see that through the
yeah.
screen, too, that how much she does, you know, love both of you. You know, you
yeah.
kind of can see it, you know, from working together for so long.
How true. How true.
Yeah. That bond
yeah.
that they have.
Well, thank you for your
night.
Questions.
You're welcome.
Okay. I will put you back on the Swiss boats. Okay. We have another call. 217, you're on the air.
Hello.
217. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air with us.
Not
okay.
coming through.
I know. Well, maybe he's shy. Before we have to wrap things up with you guys, Bill, I just want to say when you first came on as a con man and then you did not want Hope and Bo together, you know you were one of the most not like dads in America, right? I mean, when you first came on, you knew
That's
that.
Right.
I
That's
mean,
right. But Doug had to learn a couple of things in life. He was quite an opportunist when he first started, and it took him a while to figure some things out. And that's part of life. It takes us all some time to figure
mm-hmm.
out things that are important in life.
Exactly, and you know, I just think like Susan said, your relationship with Hope. It's so.
There goes the connection.
Hello.
Hello. Gone. I'm going to hang up.
Okay. I'll hold for a second.
Hello? 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 Hey, I hope everyone is here. Karen, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Everybody seemed to get cut off, Carly.
Yeah, and now I'm never going to get Doug and Lily back on. This wasn't my fault.
Oh, God. Well, don't get upset. I think, no, I heard her say the connection went, and then he said, okay, I'll wait another, you know, few moments, and then, you know, everything was dead. Nobody, you know, you were gone, and then he hung up, too, because I think they thought they both got, you know, they both got disconnected. So it was something with the switchboard.
Yeah, I do, you know, I'm going to email them. So,
Oh, that's a shame that you couldn't at least say goodbye. They were very nice. What a nice couple.
Cecily, I'm going to start crying.
They were very, very, very nice. Well, I knew they were going to be nice. Nice, very
Especially,
nice piece.
I mean, this was not my fault.
No, it seems to be a lot of problems with Blog Talk.
I'm going.
Just email them and tell them. They understand.
Hi, Cecily.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
They were very nice. Yeah, but we knew they'd be nice. You know, they're nice as nice
they
on.
They were very sweet.
Very sweet people. Very, very, very sweet people. Just as Doug and Julie are, so are Susan and Bill. Yeah, very, very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, and...
What a shame he's going to say goodbye, you know? It just happened right at that moment. Geez, Blog Talk's had the last few weeks a lot of technical problems.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sick of getting all the blame. Like, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not you. You're not cutting people off. You're getting cut off yourself.
Hey, Cecily, you want to be my new co-host?
Sure.
Sorry, someone in the room keeps saying that I need a co-host, so...
in the room, you mean?
Yeah.
Someone in the chat room, Carly?
Yeah.
Well, they would have got cut off, too, so it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered for this interview, right?
Yeah. Well, I can call in. Like, I could still hear them. So if she had me on, I could, you know, talk to them until she came back.
Oh, you could still, yeah. I heard her, Susan say, oh, we lost the connection again. I'm going to hang up. And then
I'm going to call him Doug.
Bill said, I'll wait another few moments, and he stayed on another few moments, but then Carly was still gone, and then he didn't hear anybody, so then he hung up. But so it's just too bad that that happened with Blog Talk at the last few moments. But I'm sure they understand it's not Carly, it's the Blog Talk.
So...
They're very, very nice. I do love them. I love when they're on the show.
Yes, me too.
She's
up on quite a bit in the upcoming months, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Through Christmas, but then what'd she say? A lot of shows are going to air even through, what, April, did she say, I think?
Yeah, she got a script today that is going to be airing in April.
So they're about
4 or 5 months ahead.
A lot of months ahead, yeah. Wow, they really film differently than the other shows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So many months ahead, yeah.
I guess we can talk about the week that was, because it's been a very, very...
Very exciting. What a week. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait every day to see it. It was so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I wanted to see that wedding. I says, God, I want Brady to see this. I want everybody to find out about Kristen. Oh, my God. I was like, waiting for those scenes. It was I didn't see today. I saw a few minutes of today's, and I didn't see the really most of it. I have to watch the whole thing from the beginning. I might have seen like 10 minutes or less. So I don't know how it ended up today, being the Friday and all. Did you see it, Cecily? Today, are you, Kylie?
Be right back.
What?
But did you see today? I didn't see today's. I put it on for a few minutes, but I probably only saw 10 minutes or something. I really didn't see how today being a Friday ended up.
Sammy kicked EJ out of her bed.
Oh, I read that on the TiVo, and I said, oh, God, now this is going to spill into a lot of trouble for them. But you know, why didn't he explain one thing? Yes, he knew Carly, but he only knew for a day. He only found out the day of the wedding.
Yeah, but still, like...
He did
like
not
he
know
said,
for all those months. So he was not lying
like
to her for months.
But, no, but, like, she said...
And I know she was very upset about that, but EJ had just overheard that just so many hours before the wedding. It wasn't like he knew for – I mean, he still should have spoken up, absolutely. But he – like, I didn't want her to think that he knew for all those months and he was in
cahoots. I think the thing is, you know, if he said before the wedding, he said before the wedding – because, see, he got a text from Kristen saying I'm alive and all this, so that's
how it
routine.
Ended on the Thursdays, yes, and she saw,
yeah.
Thank you for keeping my secret, yeah. But it didn't preface that EJ just knew that, like, for, say, one day or less. It didn't preface that, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, too.
So, I don't know. I get the feeling this is going to cause a big wedge between them. Like, maybe she figures he lied to her about what happened to her brother for all these months, which
yeah,
that was not...
Yeah, 217, you're on the air.
Finally. Carly. This
hi,
is Renee.
Renee, I thought you said you couldn't call this week.
I just got home from supper. And I said, well, let me call real quick. And I've been listening to the Susan Seaforth, you know, Hayes. And I've been listening, and then you said 217, and I was trying to talk and trying to get through,
so
and nothing would go through. I know you've had trouble with blog talk or whatever it is. And then I called back, and then after they left, I heard him say, well, I'll give him another minute or something like that. And then she said, well, I'm going to hang up. And then I think he said, well, I'll give him another minute or something like that. And then he hung up. And then I called back because nobody was hearing me. And I'm like, Carly, everybody, anybody. So I just hung up finally.
I'm sorry. I mean,
and then I just, that's okay. It's just a crazy blog talk radio or something. Then I called back, and then you heard me 217, so I just called back.
Okay,
so.
Anyway,
I made it home from supper, so I thought, well, let me call in, and, you know.
It's nice to hear from you, Renee.
Yeah, how are you guys?
This is Karen. Good. How have you been this week?
Hi, Karen. I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Oh, good. It's always good to hear your voice.
Well, yeah, you too, hon. I just ate a big
meal. Yeah,
we're
always very pleasant.
You are too. You are too, hon.
I tried covering everything I could with them without asking them every day.
They're nice people.
Without asking them every day of our life, Crescent, you know.
Yeah,
they're nice.
Yeah,
they're nice people.
Yeah, they are very nice, Renee. They are a nice couple
in
real life.
They're nice. My mom and dad saw them down in Branson, Missouri. They were Missouri one time. Yeah, they said they're real nice people, you know.
They really are. I said they sound so similar to their on-screen characters.
And they're down to earth. My mom and dad said they're really down to earth, you know.
Yeah, down to earth, sweet couple, really in love. Yeah, they're just really nice people, very talented.
And she's so in love, you know, after all these years, you know.
I like love stories like that. We don't hear
of
that often.
And when I was listening to that, I'm thinking, you know, he had a family still and had custody of his kids and was waiting, you know, and didn't want to get married real quick. I have a friend just like that. I thought, oh, God, she must have went through heck because I know my friend's going through the same thing, and that's hard.
Really?
It's hard.
Yeah, it must be really hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a question that you asked Carly. Why did it take 4 years? But he answered it honestly. So that,
yeah,
that was a good...
I was going to... No, but he told me pre-interview, you can't ask me anything. So that's why I went for it.
That was
right.
A good... That sort of gives, you know, the viewers a little history to know about their past, you know.
Exactly. Renee, do you watch Days of Our Life or you don't? Or she doesn't
I don't,
watch.
But I read about it, but I kind of been watching it a little bit more because I know our precious SoapNet is going off in December, but
we have to get Renee Colley in today. She'll love Dave.
I'm kidding when I say this, but if you don't get on today by the first of the year, then I will be lexing you. And
you'll be giving me a hell of a time, won't you? You'll be
I have been
kind of watching it because if I watch a different show, you know, like say I'm watching GH, you know, I get those, like I said, I get, you know, all those GHs, the two that, you know, the old ones and then, you know, the new one, and then another one will come on after it. So if I'm on the computer, you know, if you notice, I don't know anybody that follows me, but, you know, I do all that animal work. So you guys know that. So I'm doing so much animal work that I don't even have time sometimes to change the channel if I'm really into it. So I get Days of Our Lives. So I'll look up. So I'm watching Greg Vaughn, you know, who played the guy who, father.
He's adorable, isn't he? He's so handsome.
Oh, he is. So I'll get him. And then Kristen's not off the show quite yet. I know she's supposed to be, Eileen Davidson.
She's
off now, but I guess her character's still on there. Who raped father?
Kristen did.
My God, that's sickening.
Crazy.
You know?
It was wrong. But, you know, I'm on Team Victor. I mean, I know a lot of people don't agree with me. But, you know, Victor had to do what he did, only because it would have never came out. Yeah, and Beard said he was out of Eric, but it was the only way it was going to come out.
Yeah. Do you know the Victor character, Renee?
Who's that?
It's John Aniston that plays Victor Kiriakis.
Jennifer Aniston's, Victor Kiriakis, sure. I used to watch that years ago with Marlena and, you know, John and all that.
Yes.
Sure. I used to watch it back in
Marlena
days.
And then Marlena did not know her son was on that in a sex tape like that, and it went off in the church right before the wedding. But what Carly's referring to, a lot of people are mad at Victor right now for doing that. She did not know her son was on that, or she would not have, you know, put that DVD in. But Victor had to do it because he needed this to come out before the wedding so his grandson would not marry Kristen, you know?
Yeah, Kristen's a bad girl.
Very bad. Very bad.
Jeez. Now, how about, and I know that Sammy was on trial, but she got off because I know that boy, what's his name, the guy that she was going with, he got down on his knees at Victor Kiriakis, or was it Stefano DiMera, and offered to, you know, he got on his knees, offered to wash his feet, do anything for him to get Sammy off of the trial.
That was Stefano's son, EJ.
EJ, right.
His father's help, yeah.
See, I know a little bit about it. See, I used to watch it. I watched it back in the days when it was Kimberly and Charles Chinosky. What was his name?
Yeah, they're coming back. When are they coming?
Are they?
Carly, right? Did she get cut off? Did Carly get cut off again?
Carly must have got cut off.
Because Carly got cut off with that switchboard? I don't know.
Oh,
God, the switchboard is awful last week and this week, huh?
I know.
Yeah, Kimberly and Shane, actually, their daughter is now on the show, playing a part on the show, and she just took a drug overdose, and, well, she's been in the hospital.
I seen about that.
Well, that's their adult daughter now. So they'll be back on the show, I think I read, in December.
Dave used to be one of my favorite shows years ago. It used to be one of my favorite shows.
That's my first soap. I started to watch it in the, like, 86.
Is that
right? You know, a long time ago. And Kimberly and Shane were a big couple, Patch and Kayla were a big couple.
Yeah,
yeah.
You guys went back.
Carly,
you're
a little
back.
Shit. You're
back.
Gone.
You're back?
You guys?
Okay, good.
I'm back. I'm ready too.
That's something, that switchboard tonight, yeah.
Oh.
Like last week, there was a lot of problems with it. Thank God it didn't cut out Moa when Doug and...
Oh, I know, but it's been getting me
when
mad.
Bill and
it's
Susan
making
were
me want to... But no, I mean, it's the Days of Our Life is one of the, you know, one of the good shows right now. I love it.
Yes, it's one of the, really is, yeah.
I know, everybody keeps saying that, so I'm going to have to get on it, you know. Because
yeah,
I, you know,
some years it wasn't as exciting, but I think they've done a fantastic job this past year, year and a half. It's been really
well,
good.
I'll tell you what, it's got to be more because I'm going to, honestly be honest, all my other shows right now, I have basically nothing to watch, to be honest with you. I'm very, my shows right now, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not happy with any of mine right now too
okay,
much at
why
all.
Okay, why aren't you not happy?
Why am I not happy? Well, Young and Restless, I can't hardly stand, I don't have really one, let me think, I don't have any storyline really I'm happy about. I don't
no
really
couple,
have
nothing going on that's sort of exciting you, huh?
Well,
no.
You know, I mean, I'm mad because they have broken up every couple I was rooting for. So, you know, they kind of fucked up for me.
Yeah, me too. I don't have any characters that I like together.
I know a lot of people disagree with me, and that's fine. But I'm a Nick and Avery girl. I'm a Chelsea and Dylan girl. I'm thinking.
You're a who and Dylan girl?
I like Dylan and Chelsea. I love Dylan and Chelsea together. I love them. Why, Karen?
Yeah, we enjoyed when they, you know, put that pairing together. I knew it was going to end bad, but we don't know now. You know, I said once he finds out everything's a lie, you know, there's no good ending for that unless...
They did get along really good. It's too bad it was a lie. You know what I mean? Cause
I knew when he found out that kid was not his, of course, I said that's going to crumble, and Collie and I have been upset.
But they did. Honestly, they did make a good pair. That was a shame because... They did really make a good pair. That was a shame.
Yeah, they did.
They really did. That's
a shame.
They had
good chemistry. Well, because Steve Burton has chemistry with everybody.
Steve Burton.
He's a good actor,
you know what I'm doing right now?
Steve Burton could have the chemistry with a sock.
I know he can have chemistry with me.
Sorry, I'm just being really funny.
He can have chemistry with me, I tell you that.
can I share, Renee?
Oh, we can all share it. How's that? I usually don't believe in sharing, but just a one-woman man, but...
I love Steve Burton, and I love Steve Burton, and I post pictures of him. Well, you know, I he's my favorite. So I said, well, Callie's right. He could have chemistry with a song.
You know what? I'll tell you what. It was so funny because... I think I told you or Sopar or somebody, I stopped watching General Hospital when they teased me a lot with when Liz and Jason had that
Jason.
Baby, you know. They
I love them together, Liz and Jason.
Yeah, me too. And I stopped watching it after that. So, you know, I hadn't watched it for years. So when the Nurse's Ball came on, it happened to be watching SoapNet. And they said, the Nurse's Ball is coming on. Got to be coming on. So it was a Saturday. I don't know. I forget what it was. But something told me, I'm just going to watch it. So I watched it. There's all these people coming on. And I thought, are these people back on the show? I thought, wow, you know, Frisco and Felicia and all these good people.
And all that we loved through the years.
Wow, and Felicia sang for Frisco sing that song to Felicia.
I know.
I'm thinking, my eyes are tearing up. You know, they're divorced in real life, and he's singing, having to sing this love song to her, and blah, blah, blah.
I know.
And I'm thinking, and Bobby's there, and Rick Springfield, and they're all there, and I'm thinking, who's on this show, you know? So that got me started to watching it. And that's when I found out Robin was dead. And I'm like,
oh, you didn't know Robin was dead.
No, my good Lord. So that's when I started asking you guys, you know, little by little, without overwhelming you, you know, what happened to this one? What happened to this one?
So that
then I started
watching
General Hospital, and I kept kind of finding out little by little. And something told me somehow, because I really never knew about YouTube that much. So I went to YouTube. And,
then you can see all those ones you missed.
Yeah, I saw those clips, and I went, and I just went the other night, and I must have got on YouTube. I bet I was on there for 2 hours. I never knew that Carly had went with Johnny Sakara. I never knew.
Oh yeah,
that,
they had a good
relationship.
Yes,
and
they had a good relationship.
Yeah, I tell you, I missed some good parts of General Hospital.
Oh, I never knew.
About the Kate, and I knew that Kate and Connie, because she came back just recently before she died, but I never saw the real bad parts of Kate and Connie, you know.
Oh, she did a good job. I never knew that.
I never saw the bad parts of it when she was going with Johnny and all. Oh, good God.
You see Maxie and Spinelli when they were together, when they almost got married, they called their non-wedding?
Well, Maxie went with what? She had sex with that crazy-ass Franco when he was crazy, didn't
yeah, okay.
he?
Oh, when it was the other Franco, yes, one time.
I had to go back and figure out about this Franco. What's going on? Because I figured out now Heather had this Franco.
I know, that
then,
was a... Yeah, that,
oh,
that
okay,
was a,
but you guys... you guys, I think it's the same Franco. I don't think this is the new Franco.
It's the same one that we hated when James Franco, but now he's kind of a nicer character, right? They made that kind of confusing,
Well, how come?
Real mother was on that for a few
episodes.
Well,
that was his adopted mother.
That was his adopted mother. So they never said who his real parents were actually. Now, right?
Remember, not Jason's mother was that Susan. Remember the nurse that had an affair with Alan?
Yeah, Susan Moore, yeah.
Right. So now she's no brother to that Franco.
No, not if this is Heather and Scott.
Just
that was surprising. I mean, you know, well, better that he's not Jason's twin.
I'm getting sick again now with all this mob war breaking out. I'm sick of that. It's going to be all
kind
this mob war.
It's kind of exciting at that gallery there with Sonny and
Julie.
I want to say something about that. I wanted Sonny, you know, and this is just my opinion, and, you know, but, and Karen probably knows what's coming next. But Julian, Derek, whatever we are calling the asshole, okay, Sonny sealed his life. And, you know, for Ava to say, oh, you want to kill Jason Morgan's son? I'm like, you son of a bitch.
You do not
use the Jason card and get a free pass for whatever you have done. You blew up his warehouse. You've done so many things, and you are freaking going to get away with that, you bitch.
And we
knew Ava was waiting.
I go, she's going to say Jason Morgan's son. That's going to make Sonny back off. And I knew she was going to do that. I knew she
was going
to.
You know what pissed me off? Is that damn Kiki. I'm like some guy said on one show. First, he's getting sick of her name, Kiki. And also, I'm getting sick of that.
Dan's on the phone.
Who is it, Dan?
Hello.
Dan?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody tonight?
Fine. Thank you. Thank you, Dan, for that song, honey.
Oh, that's no problem whatsoever.
I found it, and I saw it right on YouTube, and I wrote it down, and I'm hoping to find it. I have more luck finding it every song I like on Windows than Amazon than I do on iTunes. I don't know why I don't do well on iTunes. I don't know why. It was by that Ed.
Ed Sheer.
It was Ed Sheer. And
It was Kiss Me by Ed Sheeran.
Beautiful song. You know that song that Carly had sex with Franco?
Franco.
And while Sonny was having sex with Olivia.
I kind of want to get back. I kind of want to get back to the Days of Our Life discussion really
okay.
quick. Oh, 503, you on the air.
Oh, hey, I just tuned in. I haven't been listening. I'm sorry. I was just calling to see what was going on.
You know, you really not forgiven, really. So what did you think about Days of Our Life this week?
Days was awesome. I wish freaking Nicole would have rammed freaking Kristen a little bit better and we would have found her body. But other than that, yeah, it was a good week.
What was your favorite part of the week?
My favorite part was when she got busted, and then when Eric found her in the park, and she still tried to deny it, and just seeing Kristen being caught, period, was great. Been waiting for it forever.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, but, you know, I mean, I kind of like Victor's one-liners all week, you know, and, you know, I don't think Victor should be that much in the doghouse with everyone. It had to come out.
Yeah. No,
hey,
I agree.
Carly.
I love Victor.
I love him.
I'm thinking
hey,
about it, Carly.
Did you already do Julie and what's his butt interview?
Yes, I did.
Oh, so I missed it. What did they have to say?
Oh, it was a very interesting interview. You know, they were nice. We covered Days of Our Life. We covered their book. We covered everything. And the Swiss bowl kept going on in and out. So I never really
nice.
Got to say goodbye to them. So, you know, that kind of sucked.
What do you mean you didn't get to say goodbye?
No, well, because the Swiss bowl cut us off and disconnected everyone.
Oh, no.
I think they understood,
yeah.
Sweetie. I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, I know, but I feel really bad.
I know you do,
yeah.
Honey, but I think they understood.
You're going to send
know.
Them an email just saying how much you enjoyed them. And
well, I did.
I know.
That's
it
awesome.
It does make you feel bad, but I think they understood.
Yeah.
It wasn't you just hanging up
but,
on them.
But I think I saw a preview for Days of Our Life for next week. And
oh.
And I know someone might like this, but, you know, some people might, like, say, holy shit, when I say this. Nick rapes Gabby.
Oh,
what?
God. Don't
what?
Tell
he
me.
Rapes
really?
Her?
What? What now?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I was just thinking about that, too. I'm like, oh, no, because Will just got home, and she's lying, and then she
what
bitched out freaking Sunny.
Uh-huh.
And
okay,
he was just being innocent.
Do you
who
know Nick Sinead?
Who rapes who?
Do you know Nick, Nick Fallon? I hate him. I hate him. I can't believe this is going to happen now.
Nick on General Hospital?
No.
No, Nick on Days of Our Life.
Oh, okay. We're back on Days again. Okay.
Yes.
He was married
no.
to Gabby, and he's obsessed with her now, you know?
He's a psycho.
Well, no, I saw a preview, and it said, Nick tries to rape Gabby, but it looks more than tried, and he hits Nick over the head with a rock. So maybe Nick died. Yay!
Yay.
Who rock,
I'm curious
Carly?
To see what's going to happen with Sammy and EJ. She's freaking pissed. But then she
I know,
covered
I
with
want
Eric.
To
so it's like,
down.
Why did you... Why did you cover when you're so mad and that's your twin brother? Like, no, somebody did that out of freaking, I don't care if I love you or not. I'm sticking up for my brother.
Right, I agree she should stick up for her brother, and I agree EJ was wrong. But the only thing I said to Carly is nobody is stressing that EJ just found out the day of the wedding. He was not
he
lying.
He did, and I really like him for some reason.
I said, I wish at least it could be clarified. Yes, he lied, but he only knew, like, less than 24 hours. He did not lie for months and months. And
I don't even, yeah, not even less than 24 hours, like, less than a couple hours
yeah.
before guy. He was.
I don't want Tammy to think that he knew all along and lied to her, because that's going to ruin them completely, and it didn't even happen, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, maybe that'll come out, you know?
I mean, did you see Jade? Because when she, like, threw the wall.
I thought today's was kind of boring, honestly, I thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, full of fight. After last Friday and this Friday was, like, completely boring.
Yeah, it was. It was just
we want all days exciting, like Friday and Monday, but you can't have it.
No.
Right. All those cliffhangers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a few days. I got to watch yesterday's and today's. Did anything good happen for the cliffhanger today on GH?
On GH? Well, all I got to say is Lulu and Maxie are trashing each other.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I do not blame Maxie. Lulu is the one that brought up, oh, you killed Robin, blah, blah, blah.
And Lulu perjured herself, too.
Yeah,
Lulu
so
perjured
I'm sorry.
Herself.
I'm not on team Lulu. I'm on team Maxie. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
because
I am.
When you,
I'm on
I
team
agree.
Maxie, too. Lulu's acting like a real bitch. Excuse my language,
yep.
And she also perjured
yeah.
herself.
Oh, stop
and
apologizing
now,
about your
I'm
language.
Sorry,
I,
but Lulu,
no, I
you know, perjured
Lulu,
herself.
So, yeah,
Lulu perjured
Lulu.
Herself. You know what, though, I read? I think they end up with that baby because I read
oh.
that Lulu's out, Maxie's out for revenge, so I kind of have a feeling that meant that Lulu gets the baby. Does that sound kind of
oh,
like
God.
That?
No, I don't. I do not
I
think
finale.
Lulu, no.
I was thinking about finale getting custody. You know,
well,
they want
those two to get married, you know. I heard
no,
finale.
I don't think Dante and Lulu will keep this baby. It's not their baby.
I hope not.
When's it going to come out?
That's their baby. That's why Lulu's acting a little crazy. I understand that she's devastated and in shock because, you know, Maxie lied and lost their child. But once she found out that it was Maxie and Spinelli's, you know, she has no right to it. It's not her child.
Well,
exactly.
Did you guys see this? When at the very end, Lulu got up there and perjured herself about when they asked her, did you ever say you were going to go on the run with the baby?
Yep.
And Lulu
yep.
said no.
Oh,
and
no,
then,
I didn't watch it yet, Renee, but I heard her say to Dante on several episodes ago, we should take the baby
right.
and we have
well,
on the run.
Then,
yeah.
Lulu perjured herself and said no.
Oh, I didn't
well,
see
then,
that.
Well, then Diane called Dante. So he's going to ask Dante the same question, and it called it off at that. And Dante's
a
policeman.
Lie? I don't think Dante
they,
will lie, will he?
Dante is a policeman, though. He better not lie, you know. And then that's
or whatever they all lie.
Yeah, they all lie through. Cops all lie.
Yeah, they all lie.
A lot of cops tell they lie. They plant stuff. They lie, you know.
Exactly. They all freaking lie.
You know what I mean? They're no angels, sweetie. I get you.
By the way, I heard from Bill and Susan. They
oh, good.
Enjoyed it, and yes, they are coming back. So, okay, I can breathe now.
Oh, good. They know. Oh, they're nice. They're such nice people.
Well,
oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
But,
I don't
they
know,
are very nice.
Yeah, but, you know, back a days really quick, I just don't see how Sammy and Eze can go, you know, get back to, I mean, I'm sure they will, but right now, you know, eBay.
They'll be fine. She already stuck up for him in front of her brother. Like, she loves him. She's like, now, yeah, me and EJ have something to say. Oh, we love you so much, and we're here for you, and da-da-da. Like,
well, I
she's
know.
Freaking already covered for her man, so they're fine.
What else, you guys, may I ask? I know you guys like Days, and I'm the
oh,
general hospital person.
Days are my favorite.
Hey, you're the only general hospital person.
Are you the only watch
GHN? I'm going to try to call you. I'm going to try to call you. I'm going to try to call you tomorrow, Dan. Is it 3 o'clock Eastern, or is it what is it Central Standard for me?
It's 3 p.m. It's 3 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Central.
Where are you, Miss Central?
Are you on Blog Talk too, Dan?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are. Yeah.
Yep.
And your show's on GH, you mean?
Yes, it's General Hospital Recaps.
Oh, yeah. Well, General is my actual favorite. Yeah, General is my... And Days is like a close, you know, I'll say the close second. Those two are my... I watch the other two, YNR, B&B, but I like Days and GH the best, you know, the favorite two.
Yeah.
I mean, I like YNR is good too, but I have a history with Days and GH, you know, when you watch it so many years.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, then it's, yeah, what would we do without ourselves? I wish they were on, you guys, I wish they were on the weekend. Callie and I say that
a lot.
I
know, huh? It's like, it freaking sucks to wait for 2 days.
I know.
Like, man,
I wish they made them 7 days a week. I know.
And then, like, jerks. You just leave me hanging.
And you know what?
I got to dream about it.
I am mad because of SoapNet going off. Because, okay, I don't have SoapNet, but I'm going away for Thanksgiving, and my cousin does. And I was just going to sit on his couch. Thank God I can still in this wash. Like, old rewind of whatever Emily and I'm really happy, but to have SoapNet off completely December 31st, I'm sorry,
oh,
it's
good.
Wrong.
You know, soap fans should have, and I think it's very unfair, we should at least have one outlet, one channel that we have a soap channel. This is not fair. Well, we lost SoapNet a few years ago around here, but, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
so
did
if
we.
And you guys did too, Carly. Yeah. I mean, we should have, I think there should be one network that's strictly soaps like that. It's not fair. It's not fair to us. Everything else has a, you know, every other genre has a, you know, they have a channel. How come the soaps don't have any other, now they don't have a, we don't have a soap channel.
I do, but.
It's frustrating, you know, because when there's interruptions, you could always tape it on SoapNet at night.
Yeah, that's what I have. And I'm like, okay, fuck you, breaking news. I'm just going to tape
you
3 hours later.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that the president was on, I used to tape it, whatever breaking news, you know, I would tape it at night.
I get pissed, yeah. And I'm like, okay, 2 hours later, I'm good. There's no
breaking
news.
As long as I knew
anymore.
I could go to SoapNet, I was cool. I was okay. But now, look, we don't have another option, well, except to go watch it online. Well, we can watch GH on demand, on Comcast on demand.
Well, I tried to help a girlfriend of mine the other night because she missed it. And I was just like, oh, go to NBC.com, figure it out. But they only do, like, the day before. Like, that present day wasn't available. And I'm like, that's crap. Like, you should be able to watch it. And it was a day behind. And it would show you,
Monday.
Like, months and months behind. I'm like, well, that freaking sucks.
Yeah, that's
not right. And just remember, next week I will have Steve Blackbird on the show. And then Thanksgiving week I'm taking off. I will be out of town. I'm not sure if I will have it the following week, depends how I feel. Because I am taking Thanksgiving week off, and I don't know if I will take the next week off yet, but, you know, I will be gone for Thanksgiving, so, you know.
You'll be
sure.
Fine. You can do the next week.
Enjoy yourself, yeah.
You can do the next week. You'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Depends how drunk I get. That's
you will be fine. You have a whole week to recover.
You know, I mean, I could drink, like, 4 glasses of wine.
No.
I got the news so Bafa died this today, people, and it's all Days of Our Life. They named it day exploded. And
yeah,
what did everyone think of the Eric and Brady fight? I thought at one moment Brady was a dead man.
Yeah, well, kind of they both were. Like, it was one moment Eric, one moment Brady, like, whatever. Brady, honestly, I was just like, I hope you get your ass kicked because you're so fucking stupid. Like,
yeah,
I hope he kicks your ass right now. You're really defending that friggin' whore right now. I hope he kicks your ass. But whatever. That's my opinion.
I was so mad when Brady punched Eric.
Oh, Renee's back. Okay,
I'm
cool.
Back, sweetie. I was just talking like heck to Dan, and all of a sudden I'm talking away, and nobody's there, and I'm like, oh, hell, that Blog Talk
you
Radio.
Got cut off. Jesus.
I am telling you, Blog Talk is bad, 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 but, you know.
We're going to give it heck, aren't we? Maybe we all need to write in and tell it. You don't.
Yes.
Blog Talk.
Good. But no,
I was talking to Dan, and I was trying to figure out Central Standard Time.
Where's Dan?
Time.
Is he here or did he get
yep.
cut off?
Nope,
Dan?
I never get
oh,
cut
okay.
off. I'm right here.
Honey, I just
want to
ask.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to interrupt you guys, but Dan is a general hospital person like me, and he has a little thing on Saturdays. Dan is 3 o'clock Eastern.
3.
Time.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Central Standard Time, would that be 2 o'clock?
Yes, it would.
Did you say he's 3 o'clock Eastern?
Yes, I'm 3 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, so that's like noon.
Noon
West
Pacific
Coast
time.
Oh, you guys are West Coast. Yeah, so that's
noon.
Noon
and
yeah.
West Coast.
It's 2 o'clock West Central, though. He's only an hour ahead of me.
Yes.
So
okay.
He's 2
Where
o'clock.
Are you, Renee? What state do you live in?
I'm in Illinois.
Oh, you're in Illinois. I'm in the
You got
East
Michael
Coast
Jordan.
Again.
Where are you at, hon?
I'm in the
I
East Coast.
I love him.
Again. Like, it would be 3 o'clock for me, too. I'm in the Boston, Massachusetts area, the East
right.
Coast.
You're on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's a freaking horrible
Where are you, Carly?
Fight.
Are you way out in Ohio or Oregon or somewhere?
I'm in Oregon.
She's in Oregon. I'm in Seattle.
Seattle, oh, what a pretty state, yeah.
What a pretty, no. I'm going to say right here, and I might need backup. Seattle's not pretty. Oh, it does friggin' rain.
No,
and it's cloudy all the time.
But I'm going to tell you what, where I love is Vancouver. That's why I like to go to Seattle.
Where,
because
Canada?
I like to go over to Vancouver.
That's like basically being in Oregon.
Hey, I want to ask you guys just one more thing, and it's kind of an adult soap opera. Do you ever watch Betrayal?
Yes,
I've
Betrayal and Revenge. I love those two on Sunday.
Okay. Well, do a favor for me, if you will, because it's on the bubble, which means it's kind of due to possibly be asked.
Oh, I didn't read that, Renee. That's on the bubble? Really?
Wait, that's
yeah,
on the bubble?
Yeah, and what I'm doing is I'm trying to get everybody. I got it on I don't know if I did it right, but I'm trying to get everybody to vote for it on People's Choice Awards, you know.
Okay,
so
what
I put it on there
stuff?
Last night, and it's on the favorite, okay, it's on the favorite TV new drama.
She's looking at her thing
it's
right
on
now.
The, it's on the, yeah, it's on the favorite TV new drama.
I heard
so,
it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
I
don't
know what I have
myself,
been doing.
But.
I've been voting for it about 30 times every night.
What website do I go on to?
I just go to peopleschoice.com.
Oh, okay.
It's real
I'll
easy.
Do that. Yes, I'll
it's
do
real,
that.
Real easy. You just scroll down, and you'll have all kinds of categories, and then I go to favorite TV new drama, and you just click, and it'll take you up, and you'll see Scandal, but and you'll press it, vote now, and then what you have to do is, like I go to it'll say go to the next, you know, next one, and it'll be, you can go one way, and it'll be like, I vote for Michael, I don't even know the show, so I'll vote for Michael Fox, because I feel sorry for him, his show, because he's got Parkinson's. I always
love him.
You know, I like you too. Or else I'll go the other way, and it's the singers, Blake Shelton or Michael Bublé.
I like
whatever.
Both of them, actually.
Me too, so I always vote for Michael Bublé because Blake Shelton gets all the awards, so I vote for Michael Bublé. And then I go back, and it's a scandal. Then I go back again and vote for Michael Bublé or go the other way and vote for Michael, you know, Fox. Then I go back again. It's just back and forth, back and forth. Sometime you have time. And I've even had to tell the writers this. You know,
no, I always
go
for the underdogs, too.
Yeah, I always do, too. So if you could possibly do that, I put it on the website. And I even write the Rotors this. They go, well, where'd you hear it was on the bubble? I go, in the Chicago Tribune. You know, I'm like...
Wait,
so where do you live
get...
in Illinois? Do you live in Chicago or where
well,
do you live?
Yeah. I read the Chicago Tribune every day, you know. So, you know,
nice.
I live, you know, a close enough. Well, not real close, but, you know, I mean, I read the Chicago Tribune every day. Let's put it that way. So, you know, I
you guys
find out a lot.
Do you have snow yet?
What's that, hon?
Do you have snow yet?
Oh, we had a snow, let's see. Couple days ago, not enough to amount to anything, enough to have to scrape, you know, if you went out, our car's in the garage, but if you went out, you had to, if you stopped somewhere, you had to, you know, kind of brush it off, but nothing big yet. So, how about you on the East Coast?
It's windy there, too, isn't it? No, I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, you're on the West Coast.
Yeah,
and,
I've been to the East Coast, and I don't plan to live there anytime ever in my life.
Where are you on the West Coast, son?
Oregon.
Oh, I hear that's pretty too.
It's beautiful.
I've never been to Oregon. I've been to Seattle, and I love Vancouver. You know.
You'll love Oregon. Oregon's beautiful.
I've been as far to the Redwoods. You know where the Redwoods are.
Oh, yeah, right on the border.
Yeah, been to the Redwoods. Those are beautiful.
Yeah, Redwoods are gorgeous. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Still got my grandpa. He's gone, long gone now, but we took him there. He was getting kind of old, and, you know, he couldn't walk well. He's just a smile, and he's, you know, at the Redwoods, got to go to the Redwoods. He couldn't walk real well, but we got him in into one of those Redwoods, but then he's in a boat. One of those little boats, you know, in the Redwoods. We got
nice pictures
of that. Yeah, that's pretty area up there.
Yeah, they're gorgeous right there.
Yeah, real pretty. Pretty
and
land.
The good thing about Oregon, you don't have to pay tax. Sorry.
No tax.
You don't,
and you don't have
to pump your own gas.
Exactly.
You can stay in your nice warm car and have everyone else pump your gas for you.
You don't have to pump your own gas. You don't have to pump your own gas?
No, Oregon and New Jersey, I believe, are the only two states in the U.S. that don't have to pump their own gas. There's
it's
only
the
two
old
states.
Time, kind of the old-time way where they come out and pump your gas and check your oil.
Yep, they pump our gas. Well, yeah, they'll check your oil, wash your windshield, do whatever
check
you want.
Check your tire pressure and all that good
stuff. Yep. If you want them to, they will.
My mom and I were talking about the other day. We wish it was that way again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason
yeah, that's why I love my Oregon.
Well, my dad said, like, some places why they don't is because of insurance reasons, but Oregon had never, when Oregon has always had, you know, gas people, so which is...
No, we always
know,
vote against it. So, like, screw you. Our gas is cheaper than pretty much everyone, and
yep.
we still get to sit in our damn car and stay warm and dry. And
that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. You guys are
yeah.
pretty
I love it. No, I went to Vermont to visit my sister, and I've been to Oregonian my whole life, and I was just like, uh-oh. Because I was out of gas, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
Vermont is a pretty state if you go to the right
place.
It
is gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful, too. Beautiful.
It is.
And Maine, Maine's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in the
Rhode
right
Island,
spot.
All that is.
Yeah, all that's beautiful. And then my boyfriend, I shouldn't say, boy, I say my boyfriend. Good God, don't let my husband hear that. Hope he's asleep. Oh, my God. He shoot me. Come on.
Are you going to be on the next soap opera?
Make my own soap opera, but I don't think I'd live to tell about it. My friend's boyfriend.
We'll have to talk show about you, Renee.
My friend's boyfriend who lives in South Carolina. And we go down there sometimes, my husband and I, and visit. And they live right on the Blue Ridge Mountains. I don't know if you guys probably don't know where that is, but it's gorgeous in South Carolina. Have you ever been
down?
Yeah,
I've heard it's gorgeous.
Oh,
yeah, no, I've
beautiful.
Never been over that.
Yeah, we go down there, and it's just gorgeous. Yeah, I hope he's asleep. Just asleep, honey. Just kidding. It's, you know.
Well, and they have good beaches, too, right? The North Carolina,
South Carolina.
Well,
they have
South
the
Carolina.
Beaches. We drove over to the beaches, and we were kind of, we were disappointed. It was about, well, where we go, it's just over the border from Atlanta. It's about 2.5 hours from Atlanta. And
Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, right. And we're closer to the mountains, and we're also closer to like if you went to Tennessee, like Smoky Mountains and that area, it's kind of that way. But also we went to the beaches. We went to Charleston, South Carolina, and we went over to I can't even think of the name. What's that one? Myrtle Beach. I'm gonna
that's famous.
Those
yeah.
beaches there, though, are so filthy. We're getting not.
How are they?
I don't mean to offend any of you Easterners, but we get that filth from like New York. All that dirt comes down. You know, all the waste comes down from the east, comes down the coast there. I don't know how Florida keeps their beaches clean, because that water on that beach was just gray. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they don't have, like, debris and everything like everyone else does either, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't clean like you know, I mean, I know the water in like, Maine and all that is just is clean. But for some reason, that water there was gray. I told my husband and my friends, I said, I'm not getting that water. I'll stay in the pool, but not the water, the beach, you know.
Is it warm over there, or is it cold, like the West Coast, the Pacific? Is it cold, ocean water?
No, it's pretty warm. Now, I've been in the Pacific,
yeah.
too. I've been in Newport Beach. I've been in the Newport Beach and Laguna Beach, and it's cool. Yeah, and
yeah,
I go. See,
freezing.
I'm a deep sea diver also. I don't know if you ever seen that in my profile, but we go to Australia because my husband goes to Australia in his territory, and France is in his territory, and he gets to go there quite often. And I got to go with him a few times, and he's pretty good at deep sea diving, and I got, well, why are we talking about that? We're supposed to be talking about soap operas. But
I know, we got off track.
I know. I got about
down
to about 300 feet, and it gets the cold, down further you get, you
yeah,
know,
cold,
it gets.
cold, yeah,
oh,
and dark,
boy.
Dark,
and I had to
and
get
dark.
A really expensive, you know, wetsuit and then a dry suit, depending where we are. But my goal is to get to the Barrier Reef, you know, the Australian Barrier Reef.
Awesome.
There. But
just
I
like
got
Finding
caught.
Nemo.
You wouldn't get caught. You wouldn't believe what I got caught in a bunch of.
Seaweed.
A bunch of, no, sardines.
Oh, no.
I got caught in a bunch of sardines, and I couldn't get out of them. I couldn't see. I didn't know what they were. And my partner is, in, you know, of course, in back of me, you know, because I'm still, you know, I'm not good still, you know what I mean? I mean, you always have a partner, but, I mean, I'm really needing a partner still, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, where am I? You know, I couldn't see a thing. And I'm, oh, it was bizarre. They just kept, like, they were just surrounding me, you know, and I've got all this garb on me anyway. So it's not like they can get to me or eat me or anything. They're little, but, I mean, they were just like, loving me or something,
all
death,
over, yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and it's like that they couldn't smell me or a human or anything, but that was the weirdest thing. But we're gonna try to get me down to 400 feet, but the last I can go is
that's
500. The last I can go is a 500 feet as a non-professional person.
How
you
long
know,
does it take class when you're
I can't
far
go
down.
Any further as 500 feet as a non-professional person, so that's gonna
no.
take a while.
How long does a tank last when you're that far down?
What's that, honey?
How long does the tank last when you're that far down?
How long did it take me to get that far down?
No, no, your tank, like your oxygen tank. How long does it hold up when you're that far down?
Oh, it holds. I don't know how much it holds. Well, it depends on how far you're going. You know, they got enough to get you that far down. They got reserve. I mean, you got somebody else behind you that's got a bigger tank, because I'm a lot smaller than them as well. You got somebody else holding a lot more oxygen on their back that's going towards me too, that holds them and me as well.
Wow.
So I'm not
going to
run out because I'm not as big as they are. You know, that's why they're wanting.
It's so dark when you get that far down below, though.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird at first. We started just snorkeling. And then it got bigger, and the more we went there, we've been going there for about 20 years now, so the more we went going, we started doing it, you know. So we didn't just start this overnight. This has been a long-time process, you know, and he'll be getting ready, about 10 more years, you know. We'll be getting 15 more years. Well, he can retire in about 15 more years, and I'll just go ahead and retire, too. I'm not that old. You know,
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's such another world under there. Nobody realizes. It's so peaceful, and
it's peaceful. Oh, and
so peaceful.
The rocks you see, and I mean, the rocks.
Just the fish and everything.
And, yeah.
It's a whole new world.
And the rocks and it's just something. And I got pictures of it. I don't know how to put anything on Instagram or anything. I don't even know how to do that, but. I've got beautiful, you can take pictures now, you know, and my partner, this man that taught me, actually, because I was real leery on who I go down with, because the hardest part for me was I could be for, when we went jumping, we jumped out of a plane before, we've jumped out of a plane numerous times now. The older we get, the more brave we get, I guess, or we don't feel, I don't know.
It's a bucket list.
It's a bucket list. There you go. That's what I told my husband. It's a bucket list. But when we first jumped out of a plane, it's not normal. I kept telling my husband, it's not normal to get to the edge of a plane. All of a sudden, you just jump out. I said, somebody's going to have to push me out. And somebody did, you know, but you got somebody with you, you know, and on somebody's back. But, I mean, this is not normal to stand on the end of a plane and jump out. It's just not normal, you know.
Nope.
And I kept saying that over and over. So, you know, they did have to just push me back, you know. I mean, I was on somebody's, you know, back. They weren't on somebody's back. But, I mean, you know, come on now. It's just not normal. And that's the same way with the boat. It wasn't just normal for me just to jump down. It just didn't feel right with all this garb on, you know what I mean? When I knew I was going that far down, you know. You know, so
no,
anyway.
You have anxiety just with the mask over your face. You're like,
that's
shit.
What I was having problems with. I had to learn. I had to take a course on learning how to breathe and diaphragmatic breathing, because I was having diaphragmatic muscle spasms. Just learning how to breathe, I started muscling up. I was having spasms. I started spasming up, you know. Just the thought, you know.
No,
I was
it's just breathing
up.
Through your mouth instead of your nose. It's like, oh,
well,
shit.
Well, you know, it's like
anxiety.
Nose, you know, in and up. But it's different when you breathe this, because you got that tube in your mouth, you know.
Yep, it's way different. I know exactly how you feel. I've done it.
So,
not as far down as you've done it, but yeah. It's,
right, but
it's
I can't go much
feeling.
Further down, but it is ice cold. Further you go, it's ice cold. But I can't go much more further down because of decompression. You know, the decompression.
Yeah, your ears and everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you end up
I'm already having problems.
Yeah.
I got problems with a little bit of problems with a neurological problem with my brain stem, so I can't go much further anyway, even though I can't go much further the way it is anyway, because I'm a professional about 500 feet, and then that's about
that's
it.
But fucking
I can,
far. I can't. That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I've only gone probably 60 feet. That's it. Like, I need to go scuba dive, but, yeah, that's nuts, because you have to constantly do your ears and everything else. That's
right.
Scary.
Our final goal in our life is to go to Fiji and do it.
Wow, that'd be gorgeous.
Fiji and Bora Bora, and that's our last goal
and
our bus to go and then to stay there. And I was like, darn, because my cousins just went and they had their honeymoon, there in Bora Bora. You're out in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, this is just great. You're out in the middle of nowhere. And Fiji, too, you're just out in the middle of the South Pacific, nowhere. I mean, there's, like, nothing. Have you ever looked on the map? There is nothing there. You
but
know,
you still
I mean,
look good when you go down, though. You'll be nice and tan. And
well, I really don't need to be tan because if you ever look at my picture, that now the picture now that's up there on me, I've had different pictures of me on there because, you know, I've got my different name up there and stuff. But the picture of me on there now is really me, but it's about 10 years younger than I am now.
Are
but
you
that's how fair complected I am.
Are you on Facebook or just Twitter?
Just Twitter, honey. I'm not on Facebook. I was, but some freak started following me around.
You're
even
kidding.
After
oh,
I blocked
him
and stuff.
I'm on Facebook, the opposite. That's why I was asking, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I
don't go on Twitter usually. I do have an account, but I usually don't go on there. Is
yeah,
somebody following
you.
You on there?
What
yeah,
are
yeah, but you.
Well,
no,
I
you.
Mean,
Karen, I would love it if you were on Twitter more because then you would be, you know, you could treat me.
You know,
I don't
do
Twitter.
Yeah,
maybe
Twitter.
You can help me, Carly.
Yeah, I'm
maybe
all.
I can go on more often. Yeah,
it's like it's too bad I'm not on Facebook. I could do a lot of more of my animal work. You probably guys, whoever follows me, probably get sick of it because you get all these retweets of all my animal work. You're probably like, oh my
no,
god,
I don't mind, Renee.
What kind of animal work?
I've been an animal rescuer. I think since I've been about 21 or so.
Oh,
I just,
love animals. I think that's wonderful.
I know, honey, but
yeah.
You guys get so many animal retweets because they say
no, there's something
retweet,
wrong with you if you don't like animals.
Well, they say retweet even if you're not even in this town. Retweet, 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 no matter what, you know.
Really?
Yeah, no matter. And they say you'd be surprised, you know. And if you look at my connect or whatever, you'll see, you know. And then you'll see, and I'm like, oh, these poor friends of mine, they're going to get so sick of me.
Do you have animals of your own?
Yeah, I'm a foster mother, but to animals.
Really? What do you have? What do you have?
Well, right now, and I have three cats. One's disabled. He has only two legs.
Oh, terrible.
And we fought for two years to keep these two back legs. The vet was on him for 2 years, but we couldn't save him, so he's only got two legs, and he is just great. Just hung great. And the other two are great. And then I have two of my own, but I think the fosters, so I get too close to them. I think the fosters I'm just going to keep. You know,
you get attached to them. Yeah,
I get
too attached. Well, you can't help it when you love animals like
you
that.
Can.
Yeah.
So I think I'll just end up keeping them anyway, you know.
They're lucky to have you. You give them a good home.
Well, I wish I could take them all.
Yeah,
I wish every animal that, you know, was in a shelter could be adopted. Unfortunately, it can't, but it's so sad when they can't, you know.
And I work
okay, is this an asshole statement? Because when I see the animal commercial with, like, Sarah McLachlan
standing stand
in the background.
I cannot stand it.
I have to change it. But you know what? I can watch Starving Children. Like, they don't bother me. But when
me
I
too.
See
that,
freaking animal commercial, I have to change it. I'm like,
see,
I can't deal
too.
With this.
When I see those abused animals, I start cracked. Tears come to my eyes. I can't look at it.
I have to shut that one off. And it goes forever. That one is so long.
Okay,
I'll
good. At least
that
I'm not
does.
The ass of the world.
It is so long. I have to shut it off, too.
I know.
Yeah,
you see them beat up. You say, what kind of crazy? It's got to be more than crazy. They got to be psychotic people that would hurt an innocent animal.
I can get
kind of
wild
like
on here. I can get kind of wild on here.
Yeah.
I got to watch my language.
No. Okay, good. I'm glad. Because I can watch the starving kids
they're
all
deviant.
Day long.
They're
but, like,
deviant.
You come with this little, like, animal, and I just want to kill
it.
Yeah,
little animal that was beat up. You can't stand it. It really touches your heart. It's terrible.
It
sometimes I take a half a day, and I do nothing but petition sites. change.org and causes.com. And some days, then I do all this other stuff that on here. And
that's
I try
wonderful.
To do nothing. Then I try to do nothing, but I don't really mention soap operas. I do nothing but all this animal work. So I'm up like I mean to go to bed. I'm getting like no sleep, and I need to work. You know, I go to work, and I'm like,
Oh, you still work, Renee? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still up now, but I mean, like, I won't have to work tomorrow. But when I do have to work, it's like sometimes I'm up at 4, and I need to be up at 6.
Oh, well,
you
still work full time?
Well, no, I'm going to work part time. My husband just wants me to stop working, so I think I'm going to take him up on it.
Yeah,
that'll
be good.
Life,
yeah, part time on not working is the good. You'll have more time to do these things you're interested
to do
in.
I work with these. I work with these celebrities, and I mean I don't know them, but like the Barbie twins and Ken Wall, a lot of these celebrities, and I say use your looks. Like these Barbie twins have been in the Playboy and all this. I don't know if you ever heard of them years ago.
I was gonna say I don't even know who that is, but
I said use your looks to get some work done because that's what it takes. I said use your looks. I said
they have to use their celebrity status.
Use your celebrity status because they know you. They know you, and you go in there, and they'll drop their pens. They're ready to sign anything you say, you know, anything you're ready to write.
Right, yes. So if a regular person walks in, it's not
right,
like
or
that.
Or they won't me. I mean, I tell them this. I tell them this stuff.
It's good you do that. Yeah, it's good you're the advocate, yeah.
Right. I said, use your looks. I said, and I try to put it as nice as I can. I said, they're going to do it for you a lot quicker than they're going to do it for me. I said,
right, it's sad but true. Once you're in a celebrity status like that, that's where they can help a lot of different.
I'm like, right. I like that Carrie Ann Inaba. I get mad at her on Dancing with the Stars. But
Dancing with the Stars, yeah.
Right. She does a lot of stuff. She's got her own shelter, and I give her credit for it.
She loves the animals, yeah.
Right. And I give her the people the credit for it, but. To do it, but it's like I'm telling you, those Barbie twins and that guy that one's married to, that Ken Wall, he used to be a producer, an actor, but now all he does is this movie stuff. And I write him too, and I said, use your status. I keep telling you guys, use your celebrity status. It's going
to
get us further.
Especially those
Barbie twins, they go into Congress, them guys, you know, those cheating guys, you know, I'll have you heard half of them cheat all the time. Them gals are going to walk in there and they're going to drop their pen, or not drop them, they're going to sign anything those girls write up there, you know what I mean?
I'm just being truthful.
That's true, huh?
I guess
we
should
have power like that over people. That would be cool.
You know, it's true.
Nobody drops their pants when I walk in the room.
I'm not like a jealous woman. You
know?
Okay,
that's not fair.
I tell them like it is. I'm not some jealous woman. A lot of women wouldn't tell them that. I tell them that, you know.
Yeah, because they're very attractive and, the fans like them.
Use what you got.
A lot of women wouldn't tell them that.
True.
A lot of women wouldn't tell them that,
you
know.
Yeah.
A lot of women wouldn't tell them that. They'd be too jealous of something. I tell them.
Yeah, it only lasts so long. Use what you got.
Right. And then it's gone, right? That's true.
I said use them. Use whatever you got.
Good you do the work you do, Renee. That sounds, you know, you're really helping a lot, which is nice.
But, you know, honey, sometimes I almost feel like just stopping it all because I can't hardly stand it. They come at me, and the stuff I have to see, it just breaks my heart.
It is
happy,
yeah. If I can't watch a commercial, I could see
yeah,
that
I
would
can't
be
either.
Hot.
I cannot watch that one commercial. My husband says, honey, just don't do it for a couple of days. But they're all coming to me.
Yeah, take
if
a break,
at,
yeah.
And they all thank me all the time, and then I feel guilty, you know what I mean? If I don't, you know what I mean? And it's just constant. It's constant. And I have, you know how you have your website set up for what you want. And mine's set up for how I want. And most of my stuff is all animal stuff. And I thought, you know,
that's nice, though, that you do so much work for the charity. But, you know, that is good,
oh,
yeah.
But, honey, sometimes I just don't know if I'm getting anywhere or if I'm...
It's probably exhausting for you, though, yeah,
but
mentally
just,
and physically, yeah.
If I could just
yeah.
save one or make a difference, you know, and I told everybody, don't talk about it. Do something about it. Just don't. These men, they like to talk about it and talk big shot talk.
Nobody
don't
does anything,
sit,
yeah.
Talk about it. You got to go legislate, be an activist, advocate, go and do something about it. Don't sit here.
So what is your name?
What's your last name, Renee?
No. I forget where you're from. You're not the Illinois girl, are you?
I'm Karen.
Okay, Karen?
Yeah, what's your name?
Sherry.
I didn't know your name either.
No, I was just saying, did you see the Oregon thing, like, not too long ago, talking about animals, and this chick went into a cage, and it was a recovery place for, like, animals, and three cougars, like, attacked her killed her? Oh, okay. I just, because you seem so involved with animals. I was like, yeah, that just happened in Oregon, and they're trying to fight it because she went in the cage alone, which is, like, so against protocol. And
oh
she
God.
Did all these things, and then the cougar attacked her and killed her.
Renee
they
got kicked
it.
Off the fish boat.
Oh, Renee got kicked off. We're talking here. Renee got kicked off. We didn't even know it. Is Dan still here? Everybody's disappeared. Oh, my God. That's awful, Sherry, though. That's terrible.
No, I was just wondering if you knew anything about it because the, like, husband's trying to defend her, saying no, she would never, and family's trying to defend her because it's against protocol and they're all looking into it.
They're
and
not
it's their rehabilitation
to get very dangerous, sure.
And they're like, no, we have locks, we have rules, we have everything. Like, she definitely shouldn't have gone in there alone, for one. And she got killed over it, and so her husband and everything and her family are trying to fight it. And I'm like, well, you're kind of dumb. Like, there's locks and there's rules and there's everything. You went in a freaking, they're all wild. I don't care what
wild
you say. They're still wild
it.
Animals.
Yeah.
And they attacked her and killed her. And she was a mom and had a couple little ones and blah, blah. And,
well, that
and
is
they're
terrible.
Trying to fight
terrible.
That. No,
yeah,
it's awful. But, like, at the same time, you broke protocol and you're trying to blame the animal right now.
It's terrible, terrible that what should happen, that she died. But, I mean, of course, she shouldn't have gone in there in the first place. Yeah, you're right.
No, because that's what they said. They're like, no, we never go in with only one person. We always go in with two or three. Two the minimum, but three mostly. Like, there's always humans in there, and there's locked cages and everything else, and they're trying to blame the cougars that attacked her. And I'm like, she went in alone, like, by herself.
What possessed her to do that?
Well, it's kind of the same thing like Siegfried and Roy. Like, no, they're still wild animals. Like, they're not, you know, they're going to attack when they want. Like, they're still wild animals, whether how tame you think they are.
Exactly.
They're animals.
You can't do that. It's a dog or a cat, you know what I mean? You can't do that.
Yeah, no. And so that's what was going on in our state at the moment. And they're trying to, you know, talk crap about the animals. I'm like, well, you're the dumb bitch, I'm sorry, that went in there alone and thought you were cool and didn't lock the gate and didn't do anything else. Well, for one, you went in there alone. Like, there's mace, there's
alone,
a million things
she should
you
not
could
have gone
done.
In there. It's a tragedy. She should not have gone in there alone, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're trying to put
probably read about that. Now
that
you told me that story, I'll probably read that online.
Yeah, you should, because it's a huge thing right now. And it's just like, you know, they're fighting it. Oh, OSHA's involved. Everything's involved right now. And I'm like, well, no, you should have never gone in there alone against three freaking cougars.
I don't think I'd go in there alone. I'm afraid of my own shadow. I don't think I'd go in that cage by myself.
No.
You're being dumb.
You weren't following the rules. Like, it was your own mistake. Like, you have trust, that's fine, but there's trust so much with animals, especially wild animals like that, no matter if they've been caged or not, even worse if they've been caged.
Yeah, you don't know what they're doing, sure.
Yeah, and that was like, that was your dumb human mistake. Like, your family can't blame that. Yep.
That was a dumb mistake. It's too bad it all happened, though. It's too bad that all happened.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, you'll have to look it up. Cause it's
I will do that. It's terrible, but it sounds like an interesting story. Yeah, I will look that up to read up on that.
No, because I'm an animal lover.
I don't know. The switchboard's been terrible, Carly, tonight, huh?
Like, I want to kill him. Like, I want to fucking...
I know, it's so frustrating, huh? We're talking to someone and then they're gone. But the worst was when you were gone, when Susan and Bill were on. Jesus, that's terrible. It knocks people off like that.
I've never been knocked off yet.
You now, Dan, you have seen this has happened several times. So
where has he been? I was going to ask if he was still on. I was like, where'd the mail go?
I'm just waiting for the talk about General Hospital to start again.
I'm sorry. I don't know that one.
No, it's quite all right.
What the hell happened now?
You're needy?
What happened?
No, I'm sorry. Somebody just muted me. No.
Dan, is that you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, and I thought when everybody got cut off again. I don't know what's going on.
No, I have yet to ever get cut off. No, but that's fine. I just
Hello? Oh, God, everybody's gone, I think.